Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Time for KER Politics. We're obviously going to focus on the situation with President Trump. Going to wrap that up in a couple of segments of the show. Number one, we're going to talk about why I, Big Al, and Jim McKinney think that he would make a better president than any of the Democrats. Our opinions are interesting. Let us know what you think of them. We're going to begin the show with a bit of a preview, not a preview, but we're going to begin the show with a bit of a summation of where President Trump stands right now, and I would have to say in American society. I also want to say thank you very much for your understanding in us not having a show for the past couple of weeks. It's been totally on my shoulders. I am very sick right now, but I am doing everything I can, quite frankly, with Jim's help to get over it. Happy to talk about it if anybody wants to call me, and you know my number. You know how you can do that. I miss you guys a lot, but everybody has problems, and I'm certainly in that category at some time. But I just can't help but make this show work, because the opinions of our bloggers have proven to be very important in shaping some of the opinions among all of our listeners. Jimmy, do you want to say anything about what I just said?
Well, we just understand that you've had a challenge and a lot of transition issues moving down to Seattle to the place you're in now. And Everybody's wishing you well. And of course, let's just see if we can continue and keep you busy and keep talking and get our opinions out there, whether they're valid or not is for others to decide. But let's just keep talking.
Yeah, for others to decide. No question about that. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit with a summary about since the indictment or just prior to the indictment where former President Trump stands today.
Yeah, so the special prosecutor that Merrick Garland and the Biden administration put on Trump has actually filed a 37-point indictment against Trump. Interesting indictment. He was technically arrested, I suppose, on this last Monday. That is President Trump. And there's a lot of arguments, a lot of excitement on the left and the progressives that, this could be it. They finally got him. But the reality is a little bit different. And it stems from the charges, which are basically that he has been trying to, by improperly handling classified documents and then trying to obstruct the investigation into it. There lies a big problem with this accusation, and that is the Presidential Records Act that was passed, 30, almost 40 years ago, and actual court cases with a very liberal judge, Amy Berman Jackson, basically saying that presidents, and in her case, was discussing Bill Clinton and his control of classified conversations, that the presidents have the right to control it, that they're the chief of the executive branch, and they can keep whatever records they want, classified or not, and they have the authority to do so. So there is a legal argument here that protects Trump. Of course, there's a legal argument with the prosecutor, but they were very selective in the way they put forward the indictment and with the grand jury. They did not allow full conversations with any defense. They didn't actually give all the information to the grand jury. And that is reflected in Jack Smith's previous ruling against the former Terry McAuliffe, former governor, Republican governor of Virginia, that Jack Smith indicted, but the Supreme Court overturned those indictments, actually convicted of bribery and some false documentation, and he was overturned 8-0 by the Supreme Court. And what I would expect, Al, in the long term, that if this case goes all the way, and it will go to the Supreme Court if they continue the efforts, that they would overturn the case. But that's not the objective. The objective here is to smear Donald Trump and to create animosity to keep him from being reelected again at all cost. And that's what the Department of Justice, the Biden administration has done. Biden has said so publicly that his goal was to ensure that he would never be able to run again. And of course, Merrick Garland has been dutifully following that executive order. So it's a damaging set of circumstances for trust and faith in the United States and in the justice system. It's, I think, a rather embarrassing process. And I will just say that I don't believe that it's going to turn out well for either Merrick Garland, Jack Smith, or Joe Biden in the Democratic Party, because I think a lot of people are waking up to the corruption in Washington, D.C.
Jimmy, we've got about 30 seconds, or not 30 seconds, but about 3 minutes left in this particular segment. I'd like you to start out by explaining why you feel the way you do, and then if you have more to say, we can go into that in this following segment.
Right. So, Al, I think you ought to get a little closer to your mic. You're a little bit quiet, but so what I think is happening is, remember, 75 million, at least 75 million Americans voted for Trump in the 2020 election. There's been a tremendous number of problems identified with that election. Most people believe, actually the majority of Americans believe, that it was not legitimate. And there's more and more people believing that this process that the Democratic Party and the Biden administration are using the legal authorities, legal justifications to try to silence their political enemies. And I think that's, you know, factually been proven, certainly what they've done to the January 6th people and the amount of effort they've put into that, yet they allow, you know, criminals to go free across the nation in many, many damaging cases. And certainly they allowed, you know, Hillary Clinton, and no one's prosecuted James Comey for his fraud, or Andy McCabe for using law enforcement to intimidate the sitting president, which would technically be treason. But Americans are beginning to wake up wake up from this dilemma. And I think you're seeing a large group of people that say, you know what, we can't put up with this and expect to survive in this as a republic. And at the same time, you've got a number of very damaging issues that are facing America, certainly the economy, the border. We've talked about them a lot.
A lot,
Then the foreign policy issues. So I think people are beginning to realize, oh, man, the system is corrupt. That's very dangerous for the government. The only way that the Biden administration can actually keep themselves in power is by fraud and using violence and, of course, the Justice Department to intimidate people. And they're doing it on a regular basis.
Yeah, they sure are. It's something that makes me very sad, Jim, to tell you the truth. They're doing it more than just occasionally. They're doing it on a very, very regular basis. And that does make me very sad. Jim, we got about a minute here. I want to say that in the second half, or not the second half, the next segment, I want to talk about what I think this is. I think a lot of the election geriatrics initially started out as an argument between globalists and nationalists. I totally understand the philosophy of the globalists. A lot of money to be made with that philosophy by people like, of course, Jeff Bezos. But I also have to say, in the last 20 seconds here, I have to say that I think it's also truly a fight between progressives and what I would call standard conservatives. What I mean by that specifically is the moral values of the conservatives are very, very different from the moral values that I grew up with, and I think that you grew up with, Jimmy, I'm sure. That is something that I think has to be addressed, and I'd like to address that briefly in the next segment. You guys stick around. Joe and I will be right back.